Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hello again, Mike.
Hello again, Ian.
Last week, you left us with a challenge. Clear it up for us, if you would.
Yes, I said, think of a four-word phrase famously used on a flag during wartime in the U.S. Use each letter in the phrase once and rearrange them to spell a two-word phrase that might describe someone unprepared for war. What are the phrases? The phrase on the flag is, don't tread on me, and if you use each of those letters once, you can spell not armed.
Aha! Well, we're going to try something now, speaking of being unarmed. You won't be hearing double this week. In addition to the usual Ian and Mike, that's us, we've got another Ian and Mike with us this time around.
Ian Chillog and Mike Danforth are producers of NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and the hosts of the podcast How to Do Everything, on which they tackle issues like, how do you survive an approaching asteroid? And what is the worst liquor in the world?
And it's a pleasure to welcome Ian Chillog and Mike Danforth to Any Questions. Thanks for being here, guys.
Hey.
Hey, thanks, Mike and Ian.
Thanks, Mike and Ian.
Well, thank you, Mike and Ian. All right, Ian and Mike, what I'm going to do this week is read you a list of steps, and you tell me what they describe how to do. For example, if I said, step one, call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. Step two, correctly complete 2 out of 3 limericks, you would say how to get Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine.
Okay, sure.
All right, here we go. First one. Step one, defeat the Cincinnati Reds 3-2. Step two, defeat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-3. Step three, defeat the Detroit Tigers 4-0.
How to win the World Series.
That's correct. How to win the 2012 World Series is correct. Step one, sit in the pumpkin patch all night. Step two, get ridiculed by Charlie Brown and the gang. Step three, miss out on trick-or-treating.
I believe that's how you see the great pumpkin. Is that right?
That's right. That's how you wait for the great pumpkin.
Okay.
Step one, start with, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Step two, write 45 chapters. Step three, end with, it is a far, far better rest that I go to than I have ever known.
Well, I wrote a novel that started and ended that way, and it was about a robot war. so that's how you write a novel about a robot war.
Do you know what the other possible answer is?
I think this guy copied me.
Oh, well.
Who was the guy?
I've heard he does a lot of that.
Expectations, is that the one? Yeah.
No.
A Tale of Two Cities?
A Tale of Two Cities is right.
Yeah,
that's how you write A Tale of Two Cities. You got it.
But that's not how you would write Garfield 2, A Tale of Two Kitties.
Step one, get government funds to research synthetic rubber compounds. Step two, accidentally discover how to create a non-toxic bouncy material. Step three, package the pinkish-brown material in plastic eggs and sell it in toy stores.
Oh.
Yeah.
How to make hard-boiled eggs. Oh.
silly eggs.
How to make silly eggs.
Yeah.
Silly egg. Well, what's in the silly eggs? What do they call it?
Silly putty.
Silly putty is right. Yes.
Hey,
all right.
And finally, step one, make a patty from almost 1 ton of ground beef. Step two, cook for 4 hours, flipping once using a crane. Step three, top with 200 pounds of bacon, cheese, lettuce, and onions. Step four, serve on a 10-foot-wide bun.
It's how to make lunch.
How to do a segment for Sandwich Monday.
Hey,
all right. How to make a 1,000-pounder. A burger?
Yes, a burger, and specifically the world's largest hamburger.
In France, actually, they don't have the word for ton, so they call that Royalsaurus with cheese. Just a little bit of trivia.
That is a tasty burger.
Mm. Well, Ian Chillog and Mike Danforth know how to do a lot of things. They went 5 for 5 this week. If you want to write to us here at Any Questions, our address is quiz@wamc.org. If you want to send Mike and Ian a question for their podcast, their address is howto@npr.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's questions, some extra credit questions, or this weekly challenge.
Start with the phrase Mike and Ian. That's MIKEANDIAN. Change one letter to a G, then rearrange the result to spell two people you might find in a fairy tale. Who are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. Our guests on Any Questions have been Ian Chillog and Mike Danforth, the producers of NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and hosts of the excellent podcast, How to Do Everything. Guys, you played great. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.